From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome. I'm Paul Benderow. And we begin this time with a richly romantic waltz, typical of its composer, Joseph Strauss. It's played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Willy Boskowski. And as befits the former first violinist of this world-famous orchestra, Boskowski conducts this classic Viennese waltz in the classic style, not with the baton, but with violin and bow. Here's the Delirium Waltz by Joseph Strauss. The Delirium Waltz by Josef Strauss, the second of Johann Strauss's three sons. The title Delirium, by the way, was inspired by a doctor's gala ball in Vienna. And it's certainly one of Josef Strauss's finest waltzes. A contemporary once said that Josef's waltzes stimulated not only the feet, but also the mind. Perhaps the comment was intended to draw a comparison between the music of Josef and that of his elder brother, Johann. Josef certainly didn't have the virtuoso violin technique of his brother. In fact, when Johann fell ill in 1853, Josef had to learn to play the violin double quick in order to stand in for him as leader and conductor of the Strauss Orchestra. Josef, who was a qualified engineer, thought his spell in the family business would just be a temporary affair. He was a brilliant pianist, he was highly musical and very gifted in various directions, just not in the matter of playing the violin. But he wasn't given much choice by his forceful mother. The waltz business, she said, had to stay in the family, and it had to be a member of the family, a genuine Strauss, who struck up the band. So Josef was forced not only to learn the violin and take over as conductor, but also to compose his own waltzes. That was something that was simply expected. We can get some idea of how Josef felt about it from the title he gave to his opus number one. The First and the Last is what he wrote. But he was wrong. His fill-in job became his career, and he went on to compose some 300 dance melodies, including some as masterly as the waltz we just heard. Our next composer, on the other hand, was something of an outsider in the world of popular music. His name is Rudolf Kattnig, and he really only ever had one great success. That was the operetta Balkanliebe, Balkan Love. Professor Kattnig was certainly well thought of in music circles as conductor of the Vienna Symphony Orchestra and of the Vienna Opera. But he wasn't well known to the general public until Balkanliebe appeared. The Barcarolle from the operetta was an immediate hit. Let's listen to it sung by the unforgettable tenor Peter Anders.
Thank you.
Rudolf Katnig's Venetian Barcarolle, sung by Peter Anders. We stay in Italy now for a world-famous opera intermezzo. It sounds rather gentle and friendly, this piece, but that's deceptive. The opera is anything but gentle and friendly. It's a tale of infidelity, jealousy, and a duel to the death. And all because of the Sicilian code of rustic chivalry, Cavalleria Rusticana. A stage play with the same title had been an enormous success as a vehicle for the legendary Eleonora D'Uso. And this same drama of jealousy and revenge became even more popular when the composer Pietro Mascagni turned it into an opera. It won Mascagni first prize in a competition mounted by a publishing company in 1889. And the work also established Mascagni as one of the founders of the new Verismo style of opera, which aimed at a realistic portrayal of human passions on the Italian opera stage. Cavalleria Rusticana was to remain Mascagni's only huge success, but it's proved to be a lasting one. This one-act opera is in the repertoire of opera houses all over the world, and the intermezzo is particularly popular. An arrangement, one of many, of the intermezzo from Mascagni's opera Cavalleria Rusticana, played by E. Salonisti. From a bloodthirsty operatic drama to a light-hearted operetta. And the only thing the two works have in common is that they were both based on successful plays. The idea for the operetta actually came to the Berlin director Erich Scharell as he was sitting on the terrace of the hotel Zum Weißen Rüssel, overlooking Lake Wolfgang in Austria. That very terrace was the setting used in the popular stage play Im Weißen Rüssel. Scharell commissioned the composer Ralph Benatzky to produce a musical version. But Scharell was in a hurry. The premiere was to take place within just a few months in that same year, 1930. so a number of other popular composers were asked to make their contribution to the operetta apart from Bernatsky. But what we're going to hear is by Bernatsky, the duet by the lovesick head waiter Leopold and his adored Josefa, the manageress of the hotel. Of course, the operetta has a happy ending, as usual, but that's still a long way off here in the first act, as we hear, Es muss was Wunderbares sein, von dir geliebt zu werden. It must be wonderful to be loved by you. Now, in case you haven't already guessed, the translation of Zum Weißen Rüssel is The White Horse Inn.
Gleich auf der ersten Seite steht. Es muss was Wunderbares sein, von dir geliebt zu werden, denn meine Liebe ist dein, solang ich lieb auf Erden. Ich kann mir denken, als dir mein Herz zu schenken, wenn du mir deins dafür gibst und mir sagst, dass auch du mich liebst.
Bitte sehr, ich will nicht hören mehr, was sie da träumen im Glück. Bei mir, doch nur als Oberhier und nicht als Herzenskavalier.
Es muss was Wunderbares sein, von dir geliebt zu werden.
Leopold, sei doch vernünftig.
Denn meine Liebe, die ist dein.
Leopold, was soll das werden künftig? Ist mir ganz wurscht, aber drinnen die Gäste haben Durst.
Es muss ja doch was Wunderbares sein, von dir geliebt zu werden, denn meine Liebe, die ist dein, solang ich lebe. Mein Herz zu schenken, wenn du mir deins dafür gibst und mir sagst, dass auch du mich liebst.
Anneliese Rothenberger and Peter Minich, accompanied by the Munich Radio Orchestra, conducted by Willy Mattes, in the first act duet from the White Horse Inn. Let's end this edition of Melody Time on a bright and cheerful note with a polka by Johann Strauss the Younger. The Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam is conducted by Nikolaus Harnoncourt, and the title of the polka is Kreuzfidel.
Thank you.
Kreuzfidel Polka by Johann Strauss the Younger, bringing us to the end of this edition of Melody Time. This is Paul Benderow saying thanks for being with us. Melody Time is compiled by Barbara Anders. The producer is Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer is Manfred Köpke. Melody Time is a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.